Media autem nocte clamor factus est, ecce sponsus venit, egite, obvia mei. In nomine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti. Amen. At midnight there was a cry, behold, the bridegroom cometh, go out to meet him. Last year at Midnight Mass, we reflected on the passage from the Old Testament book of Wisdom, chapter 18, verses 14 to 15, which says, when peaceful silence lay over all, and night in her swift course was half gone, down from the heavens, from the royal throne, leapt your all-powerful word. The Bible says that the Word of God leapt down from heaven at midnight when the night was half spent. Once again, sacred scripture is crystal clear. The bridegroom comes to us at midnight, not at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. Not at 9 o'clock, not at 9:30, not at 10 o'clock, not at a time that's more convenient for us. The divine bridegroom comes at midnight. At midnight there was a cry, behold, the bridegroom cometh. Go out to meet him. Just after midnight on the 14th day of December in the year 1591, at the Carmelite friar in Ubeda in España, San Juan de la Cruz predicted that he would die as his friars were beginning the midnight office. At midnight, as the bells rang for vigils, for matins, St. John of the Cross asked his friars, why are the bells ringing? And when they told him they were ringing for the midnight office, he exclaimed, glory to God in the highest. I shall now say them in heaven. And he kissed his crucifix and prayed, in manus tuas, Domine, commendo spiritum meum. Into your hands, O Lord, I commend my spirit. And he breathed his last. He was only 49 years old. At midnight, the bridegroom cometh. Go out to meet him. In the parable that Jesus tells about the divine bridegroom recorded by St. Matthew in chapter 25, verses 1 to 13, there were 10 virgins waiting for the bridegroom. But since the bridegroom was delayed in coming, all 10 of them fell asleep. None of them stayed awake. Oh, the Old Testament prophet Habakkuk counseled all of the people throughout the ages, if he seems to delay, keep watch for him. Keep vigil for him. If he seems to delay, don't fall asleep. But what did the 10 virgins do? They all fell asleep. Very similar to most of us, trying to stay awake at this midnight hour when most of the world is asleep. Oh boy, I just don't know if I can come and stay awake for midnight mass, Father. It's just really too late for me. Just 10 verses before, in Matthew 24, verse 42, Jesus says, watch. Watch, for you do not know what hour your Lord will come. Our Lord ends the parable in Matthew 25 in verse 13 by saying, stay awake, keep vigil. In Latin, vigilate ethique. Therefore, keep vigil, for you do not know the day or the hour. On the night before Jesus dies, he says to Peter, James, and John, stay here, keep vigil, keep watch, so that you will not undergo the test. At midnight, there was a cry, behold, the bridegroom cometh, go out to meet him. It seems to me that the only people who got it right were a bunch of shepherds. Correct me if I'm wrong, but they seem to be the only one. The passage says, "Et pastores erant in regione eadem vigilantes, et custodientes vigilias noctis super gregem tuam." The correct translation of that passage is, "And there were in that same region shepherds watching, keeping vigil, keeping the night watches, the night vigils over their flock." It seems to me that it's only the shepherds that got it right. It is the poor, humble shepherds who do what Jesus asks. They watch. They're shepherds watching, keeping vigil in the night. There is no room for these shepherds to be sleeping, or else the enemy would come and attack the sheep. Dean Humet Eustem est, "It is indeed proper and just that the Lord's glorious birth would first be announced to the watching shepherds, keeping the night watch." Not only are they keeping the night watch, but they're poor and lowly, just like the baby in Bethlehem. Most importantly, they are pastores. Pastores. They're pastors, shepherds, like Jesus the Good Shepherd, who always keeps night watch over his flock, making sure that the enemy doesn't get to us. And so on this most holy night of our dear Savior's birth, while most of the world is sleeping, we join the watching shepherds, the vigilant shepherds, in keeping our night watch, waiting to hear the angels sing Gloria in excelsis Deo, waiting to hear the good news announced at midnight. Behold, the bridegroom cometh. Go out to meet him. In nomine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti. Amen.